The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland this week seized nearly 100 computers from its students. They are suspected of downloading music and movies. The midshipmen face punishments ranging from loss of leave to court-martial and expulsion. The action brings renewed attention to the ways that colleges and universities handle student file swapping. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
The campus of George Washington University in downtown Washington, D.C. bustled with students during the holiday week. On the steps of Tower Records, one young dreadlocked man with a new CD and a handful of music magazines was shocked to hear about the recent action at the Naval Academy.
The fact that your computer's in your room at a school that you happen to be attending and that you happen to use that computer for a certain task, that they could just take your computer, I think is really an invasion of privacy.
The Naval Academy declined to comment for the story. Its confiscation of student computers came a month after two letters were sent to thousands of colleges and universities. The letters urged schools to step up efforts to curb student file sharing. One of those letters came from a group of higher education associations. Sheldon Steinbeck, general counsel for the American Council on Education, says file sharing on campuses clogs university servers.
We have seen a very real problem in terms of the legitimate use of the university bandwidth by students and employees who, by downloading motion pictures and CDs, have prevented faculty and students from utilizing the bandwidth for its legitimate educational purposes.
But the story isn't just about bandwidth, says Rick Carnes, president of the Songwriters Guild of America.
When you click that mouse and you download that song, there's a person that created that song that isn't making money now for creating that song.
The Songwriters Guild is part of a group called the Creative Content Community. It sent the other recent letter to schools. Members of the group include the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America. Siva Vaidyanathan, professor at New York University and author of the book Copyrights and Copy Wrongs, says members of the creative content community are reluctant to go after individual file sharers because those people are still potential customers. So, he says, the industry is leaning on the places that provide internet service to those individuals.
So they're going after the choke points in the system, and internet service providers are the choke points in the system.
Some administrators might balk at their schools being reduced to choke points, but that's part of Jim Jokel's job. He's director of communications and systems at the University of Virginia. He's the one who gets the call when students trade copyrighted material.
What happens is you'd be notified by one of the copyright holders that someone has something available on the network for download by others.
That's when Jokel notifies the student, who removes the file and there the matter ends. Jokel says the school already has an awareness program that includes a quiz that students must take before they get university computer accounts, and the quiz covers the use of copyrighted materials. File sharing has never been ruled illegal by a court of law. In fact, U.S. law allows for what's called fair use copying. If students or teachers want to copy a photo or a song for research, they could. Anything beyond that is considered borderline behavior by most universities. Like the Naval Academy, the University of Virginia has an honor code, but UVA's is run by students. Chris Smith is the honor committee chair.
We have students who turn other students in all the time for having committed honor offenses, but I think it would probably be very hard to find a random student jury who would actually expel a student for file sharing.
Earlham College also has an honor code. Tom Kirk is the library director and coordinator of information services there. Kirk says the Quaker School is not going to raid dorm rooms or rummage through computers over file sharing.
Unless there's some solid evidence that somebody might be doing a lot of MP3 copying, there's not going to be permission granted to explore the person's personal account and look at the individual messages and what they contain and so forth.
Although most schools are taking a similarly measured approach, New York University's Siva Vaidyanathan believes that the RIAA and other entertainment industry groups are pushing schools to do more.
By going after the universities, by going after the internet service providers, they're one step away from going after us in our homes. And I'm afraid that that's really where the battle's going to have to be fought.
Vaidyanathan believes that to really make a dent in peer-to-peer file sharing, the industry will have to make an example out of individual consumers. And that, Vaidyanathan says, is what the Naval Academy action was all about. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.